This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Cattlemen's Association and Gunnison County Stock Growers Association have filed a complaint in U.S. District Court that could delay the release of wolves in Colorado. The litigation asks that the economic, ecosystem, and animal welfare concerns of Colorado livestock producers are adequately addressed before anything else happens with a wolf introduction process. The litigation seeks to delay the release of wolves until a proper environmental impact review has been conducted. Someone has stolen 8 tires and 4 rims from a vehicle at Victory Motors in Craig. They're offering a reward. Call Craig Police if you know who did it or you have any leads. The Wild Blue Gondola is complete and ready to go with a grand opening scheduled for this Friday morning, December 15th. In preparation for the 10-person Wild Blue Gondola debut, the Sunshine Peak area of the mountain will open up Wednesday. 600 more acres and 5 lifts are opening this week. Steamboat Resort will be at 30% with more than 60 trails, 16 lifts, and 1,100 acres. Craig City Council meets tonight. First, there's a combined work session with the county at 4 p.m., followed by the council meeting. This is the first full meeting for new Mayor Chris Nichols and the other council members since being sworn in after the November election. Mayor Nichols says council will continue to improve local parks like Alice Pleasant Park in downtown Craig, which will be redone this summer.
That seems to be the center of the Downtown Business Association and our activities there.
Mayor Nichols has more on plans for Craig City Council.
We're continuing working on affordable housing. We're participating in a regional transit authority study with the city of Steamboat Springs and Rouse County. There's a ton going on, and I think the new council will just continue working on these projects as they come up and see how we can improve the city.
The city of Craig is accepting letters of interest for an open council member seat. The deadline to apply is 5 o'clock this Friday. Molly Baker has announced she's running for Rouse County Commissioner in District 1. Baker has been in the Yampa Valley for 17 years. Former owner of Deja Vu Consignment, she's running unaffiliated. District 1 is currently represented by Commissioner Tim Corrigan, who's announced he will not seek re-election, and Helica Salinas announced in August that she is also running for that position. Jalen Koff has won her 8th World Cup Moguls event over the past weekend in Sweden, taking first place in dual moguls. Koff is an Olympian who graduated from Steamboat Springs High School in 2014. Olivia Gaccio also competed with Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club, and she finished 6th. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. Access at any time at KRAI.com.